And on the line, I have the director of the National Gallery of Ireland, Sean Rainbird. Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks for having me on.
So, how's it going in the gallery now since everything's opened up again?
Terrific. We've got, almost 2/3 of our visitor numbers back. Not quite that, but it's fantastic, and people are really loving the Yates exhibition we've got on at the moment. Worth booking because there are slots are selling out, but it's a wonderful exhibition. You think you know the artist, and you go to the show and you realise you don't. So it's a lovely show to have.
It is indeed. It's wonderful. And is that ploy just for that one, or do people have the book most of the time?
No, I mean, we do contact tracing for people coming in, so you can do that online or at the door, so depending on how quickly you want to do it. So Yates is the only thing you have to book for, otherwise it's just, room capacities, but we're managing that really well. The staff are being, extremely good about it and pragmatic and making the visitors feel welcome, because as we sort of slowly come out of all of this, it's going to take a while, yeah. Mm-hmm.
When did you open up to the extent of after all the lockdowns and that? Were you closed down completely for a good length of time?
Yeah. This year we had to close the doors until early May, and then we opened, and people gradually came back and more, and we had very few tourists. It'd normally be quite a high tourist visitors in the summer, but at the end of the summer we had many more. So the Irish visitors are coming back from further and further away from Dublin, not just from Dublin, and we've had some tourist numbers. Of course, they're dropping back again because that always happens in the autumn. So, people are finding their way back, which is terrific. They're really enjoying being somewhere else than their homes or Zooming from their kitchens or whatever people have been doing for this past 20 months. It's been very challenging for everyone. So, people have been very joyful, actually, coming back to see the art.
Indeed. I mean, maybe I'm being naive, but I sort of thought that it would have been one of the safest places to be with the trickle and the monitoring that you have, as you said, that nearly could have stayed open all the time and just enjoyed the solitude and the wonder of the art.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And we took, we took a lot of advice about, where people could go and how we should do it all. And the department helped us. And so, we took good advice, and we tried to make it as safe at the same time as welcoming as possible. And a lot of people really were looking for exactly those things and find all their, old friends in the galleries and go and visit them again. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I must get myself in there. It's been a while since I've been there, so I used to go there quite regularly, actually. And just curious about something now, you're releasing the profile of what's going to be happening in 2022.
Yeah.
What happens when you put up a particular exhibition and then they're all new? Are some taken out to make room, or what way does it work?
Well, we've got three or four places in the gallery where we put on temporary exhibitions, temporary displays, rather than the permanent collection displays, which obviously they circulate. We lend things out to other exhibitions elsewhere, so we always have to replace paintings, but the permanent hang is more or less permanent. So we've got a suite of rooms where we have our larger exhibitions, Yates at the moment, as I just said, and we've got a wonderful Giacometti show coming up in the spring, and in the autumn next year, a fabulous Turner exhibition, not the works on paper that we show ourselves and own ourselves, but paintings and works on paper show that we're doing together with Tate in London. So that's one space. Obviously, the print gallery is where we have mainly works on paper shows. We've got a fantastic, obviously, our Turners. We weren't able to show them this year because we were shut in January. Mm-hmm. So that's a January event. So we're really pleased to be bringing them back in January next year. And after that, we've got a couple of rather wonderful exhibitions. Gainsborough, great painter. The young Gainsborough, fantastic draftsman. And these drawings that were, wrongly catalogued, put in the wrong box for many, many decades. And they've been rediscovered. So we're combining these wonderful drawings, rediscovered drawings, with some early paintings. And then later in the year, we have a fantastic collaboration with our Dutch colleagues from the Rijksmuseum in Amsterdam, one of the great museums in the world, and they're sending us a group of their works on paper, so prints and drawings, people like Rembrandt and things like that, later in the year. So it's that's a terrific lineup of shows in our print gallery. And then we have a couple of rooms spread throughout the galleries where we do things with collections mainly. We've got a number of paintings of the Madonna, the Christ Child, and John the Baptist as children. So the three of them, and quite a lot of these paintings we haven't actually shown for a very, very long time. So we've actually been conserving the paintings, giving them treatment and looking at the attributions. Are they by the artist we thought they are by when we bought them? And these things change over time. And we're going to do a, you know, one of those kinds of room displays of eight paintings of Christ, John the Baptist, and the Madonna. So that's the kind of working with a collection on the one hand, or something like Giacometti. You bring an artist who isn't in the collection. We have a loan, but isn't in the collection generally. We've got to work on paper, actually, in the collection. So we bring an artist like Giacometti, who's one of these sort of world figures, and we show him for the first time in Ireland. So that's one of the things we ought to be doing as well, I think.
Mm-hmm. And the first time like that, I suppose that that's what the attraction would be, that people would have to travel to other countries to see some of these paintings, but now they can see them in Ireland. Ordinarily, though, can I ask you, Sean, is there anything that sticks out popularly all year round that people come to see all the time?
Oh, of course there is. I mean, you know, we're very, very fortunate and privileged to own a Vermeer. There aren't many of them in the world, as we know. We had a terrifically successful exhibition a few years back, so we own one. And people love to come and see that painting. And just a few doors down from it, obviously the Caravaggio, which is, you know, rediscovered 26, 7 years ago and hangs at the gallery and is a great drawer, the most fabulous painting.
Mm-hmm.
So many, many others. We've got some fantastic, the Yeats room, for example. Even if you don't want to go to the exhibition, there are 20 Yeatses hanging in the permanent collection galleries. So we have some really terrific things, and we've just acquired in the last couple of years a very important painting by Orpen, one of his great series of self-portraits, and a few years earlier, Her First Communion by Lavery. So we've got some really, really fabulous things, and also some newer art. We've been buying more recent art in the last few years, and we've also started a collection of photography. And at the moment in our print gallery, we have a show of photography called Picturing People, which is really, really great. So it just opens up new avenues for people to explore when they come to the gallery.
Okay, sounds wonderful. As I say, a lot of it's quite unique for Ireland. So with the way it's going to work, and you've had the bookings in, as you said there, for Yeats, will it apply to most of this as well, that people should look up the website and see what's available for next year, or even at the moment, and just if they have to, they'd be informed what bookings, what they should book for, I should say.
Exactly. Don't get too worried about the booking. It's well worth booking before you come. I don't know what contact tracing, how long we'll be doing that for, but certainly for the major exhibitions, you know, if the slots sell out, then you don't get in. So it's worthwhile just looking ahead. Become a friend and you'll get in. And so, you know, there are all sorts of ways of getting in. So, you know, we want to welcome people back. We want to put as few barriers in the way as possible.
Indeed.
And some great things coming up.
I have to say, Sean, as well, I mean, it's beautiful to watch the paintings and absorb everything that's going on. But also it's a great... How can I put it? It's so quiet and wonderful, and it's a great place to go to reflect, as well as watching all the paintings. And is there a time limit on how long you can stay there?
No, come all day, have a cup of coffee in the cafe and go back again.
Yeah, it sounds great.
No, people can really stay. It's one of the great privileges, actually, to have free entry to the collection. I know we charge for a couple of exhibitions a year, but every museum does that. But actually to have a free permanent collection, very few, you know, it's the UK, it's Ireland and Washington and the United States, and you have to pay to get into permanent collections pretty much everywhere else. So mm-hmm. it's a huge privilege for everyone to have that. And that means you can just pop in to see that painting you really love, or you can stay all day and find a comfortable bench and look at the paintings for a long while. So mm-hmm. it really does shape the way people enjoy the collection.
Indeed, and as I say, look, it's great for tourism, but the Irish, I'm sure, taking advantage of it. And if you haven't been there, people should really go. It's really, really fun, wonderful. Haven't been there for a while, as I said, maybe a year or so, but I'm going to make my business to go again. It's been a great pleasure talking to you, Sean. Anything else you want to inform our listeners with?
Well, just keep an eye out, because there are a couple of things I haven't mentioned. You know, obviously we're in the decade of commemorations, and we've got a couple of displays around that. So there's always something to see at the gallery, and there's always an activity or an event to attend. And we look forward to welcoming you back as well. So many thanks for having me on your programme.
No at all. And incidentally, if people look up the website, can they get a flavour of what's in there, or is it just the printed word of what's there?
No, it'll be mainly the printed word. There'll be some images, of course, and things like that. And there's a huge amount more on the website to get stuck into.
Okay, I hope to see you in there, Sean. Thank you very much. That's the director of the National Gallery of Ireland, Sean Rainbird. Thank you very much for talking to us here in Irvine. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And yeah, I'll have to get myself in there. There's no doubt about that. It has been a while, so I'll have to get in there.